So Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is called as what? PhD of the scriptures, right? Not even basic, not even postgraduate, it is PhD. The PhD's first word says, the entire book starts with Vande Guru. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in that first verse, which starts Mangalacharan, he says, Vande Guru, Isha Bhaktam. Then he's saying, I offer my respectful obeisances to Guru, to the devotees of the Lord. Then he says, Isha Ishavataram. Then comes the Lord and his avatars. And then he says, Tat Prakasham, Tat Bhaktim, Tat Shaktim. So your Prakash, so his expansions, and Tat Shaktim. Everybody comes later, but yes, why he started with the first word, Vande Guru. And then in later verses, he very elaborately describes the importance of starting our spiritual life with seeking the blessings of spiritual master. And then he has very detailed given, and again, every single chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starts by offering his obeisances to Guru Maharaj, and every last shloka of every chapter he offered his obeisances to Rup Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Sanatan Raghunath, who is spiritual master. This is what to emphasize us, to us, the importance of accepting the Guru and having the respect and expressing it. It's very important that it has to be expressed also in a proper way. And one thing which was striking to me when I read that first part, when he's giving description about the gurus, he's quoting Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And he quotes that Bilwa Mangal Thakur starts his writings by offering his obeisances to his guru. Now, do we know who was the guru of Bilwa Mangal Thakur?
Chintamani,
the prostitute. Right? And another guru from whom he took diksha was Somagiri. So his, Bilwa Mangal Thakur starts his expression of love to Krishna, which is so very famous that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always sing the songs which were written by Bilwa Mangal Thakur. But he has started his songs or his presentation or his expression first by paying his obeisances through Chintamani and then Somagiri. So we can never materially judge the spiritual master. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, it is an offense to consider spiritual master as an ordinary person. It's not. Why? Because they are acharya. And again Chaitanya Charitamrita, who is an acharya, it is told. He says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, आपने आचार्य केह न करे प्रचार, प्रचार करे ना केह न करे आचार. आपने आचार्य केह, there are some people केह, some people will do आचरण न करे प्रचार, but they do not preach. And some people प्रचार करे ना केह न करे आचार. Somebody will do प्रचार, but then they don't follow in their own life. Then the next verse he says, आचार प्रचार नामे Karahu Dui Karya. The one who does both these activities, Achar and Prachar, that is an Acharya. And that is what he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you came yourself to show by your own example what an Acharya has to be. Follow in your life and then also to Prachar. This is a qualification or a quality of a spiritual master. And what is a spiritual master's position? Why do we worship him? First position, we all know that he is the representative of Krishna. And Prabhupada has written in this purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adilila. And I'm just going to read Prabhupada's word, because when I was reading, I thought generally we want to paraphrase. But when I was trying, I said, I cannot paraphrase Prabhupada's word. He has written it, everything actually, obviously, so wonderfully. But there is no way I cannot read this to Prabhupada's words directly. He writes, Prabhupada writes in the purport.
Can you put off the pen and down for the last one?
Prabhupada writes, every living entity is essentially a direct manifestation of the Lord. Within, is directly servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so spiritual master is also his servant. Still, The spiritual master is a direct manifestation of Lord. Within this conviction, a disciple can advance in Krishna consciousness. A spiritual master is not different from Krishna because he is a manifestation of Krishna. And then Prabhupada writes, Manu Samhita describes spiritual master, also called Acharya. That bona fide spiritual master accepts the charge of his disciples and teaches them the Vedic lifestyle or knowledge with all its intricacies and gives them the second birth. These are the two things. They are the
direct representative.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. I think if they can hear me without also, it's okay. So these are the two things which Prabhupada has written, that we all are energy of Krishna, right? We are marginal potency of Krishna. But spiritual master is also, but the difference is that spiritual master is directly representative of Krishna. He is direct manifestation of Krishna's potency. And in then one of the classes I read, or I heard, sorry, that Krishna says in 10.10, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Vajatam Priti Purvakam Tatami Buddhi Yogamtam Yenamam Payanti. Right? He's saying that I give them intelligence to whom? To those sincere souls, by which they can come to me. But how we will go to Krishna? And there, the manifestation, again this comes in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it is Krishna's compassion that he expresses himself in the form of super soul in the heart, and then externally, because we cannot even see the super soul in the heart, it comes as a spiritual master. So this is compassion of Krishna. And thus, a spiritual master represents compassion potency of Krishna. So when we see spiritual master, that is the way Krishna is showing his compassion to each one of us. And then, again, the last important part, the position of spiritual master. He is same as Krishna, his compassion of Krishna. And third, what is the importance of devotees in Krishna's life? When Durvasa Muni, in the incidents of Amrish Maharaj, when he was chased by Sudarshan, he goes running to Shiva, Brahma, and then he comes to Vishnu. And that time, a very beautiful verse comes. Lord Vishnu tells, Sadhavo Rudayam Sadhunam Rudayam. In Sadhu's heart, I am there, and in my heart, the saints or the pure devotees reside. They do not know anyone except me, nor do I know anyone except them. Krishna has told very specifically, categorically, for me, there is nobody is important in this world except the saints or those who are sages or my pure devotees. If Krishna says that, what should be our position? For us, they are the representative of Krishna, and we have to just follow and please them. So after understanding that what is the position of these pure devotees, I'm just going to summarize 5 points. What should be our practical way of expressing our gratitude or our dealings with our spiritual master? First, we have to understand that every activity we do, we should ask one question. Obviously not while eating, obviously that also can be done, but a basic, any one activity, like main activity when we do in our life, is this what will please my spiritual master? Is this what which will please Srila Prabhupada? If the answer is yes, go ahead. If the answer is no, or I'm not sure, wait and think again. This is the basic guiding principle in everybody's life. I'm going to describe one small incident which happened in 1989 or 90 in Shri Radha Gopinath temple. We all know, or I'm not sure who all know, that there was a period when Radha Gopinath temple, which is now called as one of the ideal simple temple in entire world, was one time not part of ISKCON. It was externally part of outside ISKCON. Looking at the activities and the enthusiasm and the sincerity of the devotees in Radha Gopinath temple under the guidance of Srila Radhanath Swami, ISKCON finally invited them to join back temple. Maharaj called all the devotees. Maharaj was sitting with all the devotees, probably about 150 or 200 of them. And Maharaj asked each one of them, what do you think? Should we join back ISKCON? Should we not? And there were hundreds of reasons people were giving for advantages and against joining ISKCON. But the overall mood was going, let's be just as we are. We are happy. We are just happy with you. There is no need of joining this big organization. At the end, some of the senior devotees, like Krishnananda Prabhu and Govind Prabhu, they asked Maharaj, but Maharaj, what do you think? And Maharaj said that by the mercy of devotees, they asked my opinion. And they were very loving and kind. Maharaj said that they were very kind to ask me my opinion. And that time when asked, Maharaj said, I understand the positive and negative of all the reasons, and I'm not saying whatever you have said is wrong. But the reason what I think that we should join ISKCON will outweigh all the reasons, whatever you think. And that reason is, this will please Srila Prabhupada. You can understand. Maharaj is every single activity, every single decision, every single mood has only one thought behind. Will this please Srila Prabhupada? Yes, he goes for it. At that time Maharaj said, there might be many inconveniences, there might be many sacrifices, there might be many more adjustments we will have to do as part of this big organization. But this will please Srila Prabhupada. And that is the reason we should go ahead and join. Just think that by how his own example these great souls teach us in our life. We are not great. We are not even speck of what they are doing. But in small our endeavors, just behind the back of our mind, quickly ask, will this please Guru Maharaj? Will this please Srila Prabhupada? Yes, then do it. If no, hold. Hold and rethink over it. Second thing, the way we can apply in our life. Our all activities and our goal should be always to assist spiritual master, Guru Maharaj, so that he can serve his spiritual master in turn. Because his intentions are never outside of pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And then, one of the classes when I was hearing, Radhanath Maharaj was saying that once Srila Prabhupada told Radhanath Swami that our Krishna consciousness movement is like having a bureaucracy. Maharaj was saying, frustrated from bureaucracy of all these political leaders and everything, I left and I joined ISKCON. But don't tell me that there is bureaucracy also in Krishna consciousness. And then Srila Prabhupada, and then Maharaj explains that how Prabhupada told him that just like bureaucracy, you have a hierarchy. Even in our parampara, in our movement, in our process of Krishna consciousness, we have a parampara. We serve our spiritual master, he serves his spiritual master, and he serves his spiritual master. And lie there as a servant of Lord Krishna, we serve. And this is the beautiful or the good side of having bureaucracy. And that's why Guru Maharaj says very beautifully that don't try to become important in life. Just try to serve your spiritual master so that he can serve his spiritual. Third, we should always do activities which will please our spiritual master. Because yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada na gati kutopi. If we displease the spiritual master, there is no gati to us. There is no hope for us. And if we just please our spiritual master, how externally we may not be doing any successful thing, our life will be successful. And the Mataji who passed away just recently, Mukhara Mataji, she is one of the very senior disciples. But those who know, she was a very, very humble person who was always staying in background. Being such a senior devotee, many people did not know who is this Mataji. Many people did not know what activities and seva she was doing. But just few days before she passed away, she had a dream of spiritual master, of Guru Maharaj coming in her dream and telling her that Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very pleased with your services and you are ready to go. And when next day when she told only her close people, they were just thinking that probably she is now too depressed or she is going to go in few days. She was very severely sick. That's why all this, they were like, it was not easy to believe. And because Maharaj was sent a message that she is going to leave very soon, next day, they received Maharaj's letter. In Maharaj's letter, Maharaj has mentioned the same thing. Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very pleased with you, and you should proceed very happily on your journey. And exactly what she saw in her dream. And this is what Guru Maharaj knows us, and he will be pleased by us. Even externally, we do not come in front of him, no need. Just please him by our simple, humble services. And once he is pleased, we know that Radharani will be pleased. Fourth thing, have implicit faith in spiritual master. Never doubt him. So many times we think, does he really know me? What does he know about me? How does he know what I am going through? Never have even one doubt on spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, when went to America, in that ocean which we know was tossing him, he was feeling so sick. He didn't have anything. But one thing which he said, that it was treasure of his life, was implicit faith in words of his spiritual master. Only the faith, unflinching faith without having any doubt in the words of spiritual master is enough for us to do all the services at any of our life. And last, make sacrifices to assist our spiritual master. Nothing comes cheap. And pleasing Srila Gurudev is no way to going to come. Make all required sacrifices to please Srila Gurudev. And what Srila Gurudev wants, two things. Sincere devotion in our own life with sincere endeavors. Results, nor Krishna is bothering, nor Guru Maharaj bothers. Sincere endeavors from our side. That is the first thing. And second thing, cooperate, cooperate, cooperate. When we will cooperate with each other, when we will cooperate with other God brothers and God sisters, with basically entire ISKCON as one family, without dividing ISKCON on the names of groupism, on different spiritual masters, on different projects, that's going to hurt the spiritual master the most. Just cooperate. Cooperate with entire ISKCON, who is body of Srila Prabhupada. And when we will cooperate with each other, taking all inconveniences, sacrificing our own comforts, that is a way to be Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. If you have seen this, that is what Srila Radhanath Swami tells each one of us when we went to take blessings, when we were moving outside. Wherever you go, just cooperate with local authorities. Just cooperate with them and make a family wherever you go. And that is what will please him. This is what should be our mind. So, today is the day. Everybody is trying their best within their capacity, within their understanding. But this is the day when we take off some time to introspect in our life. Are we doing what I really want to do? Our intentions may be good, but are our activities following what our intentions are? Is our intentions are perfectly okay, or can I stretch a little more on my intentions? Once my intentions are correct, can I just check whether my activities are in the same way? Sometimes we have two intentions, correct intentions, but just our mind, our ego does not allow our intentions to be acted out in our activities. Think over it. Take a break and think, am I able to act on my right intentions? If we are here, it definitely shows that we have good intentions to please Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. But are our activities in that alignment? Can I do or adjust in some way that my activities will be better oriented to please my Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada? And do adjustment as per requirement. Help each other, inspire each other, and walk together. Because this is a journey where holding each other's hand, not trying to go ahead alone. We might, if we think like that when we go on yatras, if you are walking alone, you can walk faster. Correct? So why do we have baggage? Why do we have friends and relatives? Because though the journey might go faster, we are not sure how long we can walk alone. When we have everybody together, what happens? It might be a little slow. But yes, with everybody's cooperation, inspiration and encouragement, we will make it to the final destination. Sometimes we might have to also adjust our speed, we might have to accommodate with others. Because these are the same devotees who are going to help us, inspire us and encourage us to make our final destination back to Srila Prabhupada. So thank you very much. This is the day I would just say that let's take a small step, practically make a small vow in your own mind. What they call in corporate words, that it has to be measurable, it has to be, what is that term?
Smart.
It has to be specific, it has to be measurable, it has to be actionable. Then R is? Reasonable. And T should be time-bound. So now make a time-bound decision in your own life for next Vyas Puja. And next Vyas Puja we should be at least little bit more than where we are today. And that is the offering, the best offering we can give to our spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise just saying Jai 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 does not help us. Neither it pleases Srila Prabhupada or Gurudev. So let's make a small decision in our own mind today, and then next Vyas Puja, take our time and think that did I do, act on it, and then we can go ahead from there. Thank you very much. Srila Guru Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanandi.